Welcome to the Lister Health Talks podcast, hosted by Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt, the commander of Lister Army Health Clinic and the Health Services Director at Fort Novosel. Each month, listen in as the team focuses their discussion on relevant, relatable health content that empowers your health and the readiness of the force. In today's show, Lieutenant Colonel Holt invites return guests Dr. Brandy Dunn and Ms. Teresa Osteen to discuss National Nutrition Month. Join us now for Taking a Bite Out of Nutrition.
Well, hello, Fort Novosel, Lieutenant Colonel Garrett Holt here, the commander for Lister Army Health Clinic and the host of the Lister Health Talks podcast. We want to welcome you back to the next episode. We're really excited to have you here. You know, this month's episode is a great follow-on following our January and February episodes that talked about New Year's resolutions and heart health. And so this is just a very nice step as we're talking about the National Nutrition Month. We make content to stand the test of time. So you can go back to some of our original episodes that were almost a year ago. I cannot believe that. Almost a year ago, and be able to listen to those and really gain a lot from it. It's all about health promotion here at Lister and specifically in this Health Talks series. So we want to dig right in. Hey, my guests today are two of our rock stars. They're return guests, and I think you're going to really dig into what they say and really enjoy the content that they're providing. I first have over here Dr. Brandy Dunn, a clinical pharmacist, part of our team here, who's been on a couple of episodes. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Ms. Teresa Osteen over here to my right, a registered dietitian. Again, welcome to you.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. So it's National Nutrition Month, and the theme this year is Beyond the Table. So I want to dig into that and have a better understanding. I have some assumptions on what that might mean, but Ms. Osteen, why don't you tell me a little bit about what does Beyond the Table mean for that theme?
Well, with this theme, as you said, Beyond the Table, we are looking at thinking outside the box a little bit more, not just focusing on the food that's straight in front of you, but planning for that ahead of time, making sure that you're looking at menu planning, you're looking at your budget, making a list when you go to the store, planning out what you're going to get. When you are going out to eat, what are you going to be eating? So plan beyond what is just right there in front of you so that you can have healthy choices available to you. You are thinking about that before you actually get to the table.
Yeah, that's well, that speaks to me as I think back embarrassingly as I blush about the meals that I've had over the past week or two when I didn't plan, and what those hasty meals looked like. Considering that theme of Beyond the Table, what are some ways that we can start to dig into planning our meal planning, I guess, for the at the expense of redundancy? What are some ways that we can kind of invest in the planning of how we are planning our food?
Well, one of the things that I recommend to people who come in is talking with your family. So whoever is in your family, just getting them involved as well with this. And what is it that, what are your activities that week? So you know, am I going to be out of the house so many days in the evening time? So I need to plan for meals out. So what does that look like? Where are we going to be? What are options available? But the meals at home, thinking about who wants to include what, are there specific things people want? And then making your grocery list based on that. So I do that with my family. We do it about once a week. Typically it's on Sunday so that I can look to see scheduled out what's going on throughout the entire week. How many meals do I need for breakfast, lunch, dinners at home as well as away, looking at those snacks as well. And then I build my grocery list on that, see what's already available in the pantry, possibly what got sidetracked from the previous week that needs to be used up so it doesn't spoil. Taking that into account as well, but just incorporating all those different aspects of when you go to the store to also not blow your food budget. So we need to keep that in mind when we're shopping for our food as well, and also just planning overall.
Yeah, it's certainly not getting any cheaper to buy food.
No, it is not.
When I used to live in a larger city, we used to use a food delivery program. We've talked about this before, about the convenience there, but man, if you just kind of casually, just even if you casually monitor the cost of food delivery, it can get exorbitant very quickly.
It can, but depending on the size of your family and how much time you have to spend actually in food preparation and shopping, some of those delivery systems can actually be pretty beneficial for some families.
Yeah.
There are also different organizations around and different companies that actually prepare everything for you, so you can even get meals where you pick them up. So it's not the same as eating out because you can still choose what you're getting, but it's similar to some of the meal delivery, but it's already pre-prepared for you. Oh, so there are lots and lots of options depending on your budget, depending on the size of your family, and what kind of meals are you leaning towards. Are you looking at meals towards heart healthy or diabetes, or are you looking at weight loss? Do you have more kid-friendly things that you need to look for? So there are lots of different directions to go and a lot of companies with many, many different options available.
When I think about planning, and we talked about the power of discipline in a previous episode, I think we were talking over New Year's resolutions, right? And building discipline. It's a good time of the year to start talking that. But one of the things I remember us talking about is that, you know, when you start to build those plans, now you're starting to take away basically the amount of time you have to think about cooking, because you're doing it efficiently in an efficient way. And oh, by the way, once you get, if you don't plan, you get to a place where you're just like toiling over what you're going to eat, and you end up grabbing what's ever convenient.
Right. You tend to not make as healthy options when you're actually doing things last minute, spur of the moment, or, hey, I didn't plan for this, so now I don't have a healthy option available, so I'm going to get whatever's the easiest or whatever's the fastest. So we tend to not make those healthy choices, so then that can run into other concerns for us with possibly our weight or our health issues that may be going on.
I want to take it over to Dr. Dunn, again, a clinical pharmacist with us, and it's another return guest. Good to have you back. You know, if I'm the listener right now, I'm like, why do I have a clinical pharmacist on the line during Nutrition Month? Can you take me a little bit through why would we have you on the show today?
Sure. Well, if you have an appointment with me, we're going to talk about anything medications, and that includes over-the-counter medications too. And so with Nutrition Month, I get to talk to a lot of people with diabetes, and we often get into conversations how nutrition is so important. It's just part of that well-rounded appointment where we touch on everything, including medications. Some medications impact your nutritional value, so some medications can lower certain vitamin levels. We can talk about that. There are drug interactions with certain supplements that maybe people are using to supplement their nutrition, or maybe even for weight loss. And so we got to be careful with drug interactions there. Some medicines cause weight gain, and that's frustrating for when you're trying to be healthy and focus on nutrition, and then you've got something combating against your success. And so we can look at those and see if there's any alternatives with a better side effect profile, and just see what else we can come up with. So we talk about those, and sometimes it's just reviewing your medicines and making sure we do cover all those bases and make sure there's no drug interactions with anything that you might be taking.
Yeah, wow, that's fascinating. You know, I remember, you know, for the listeners, we you know, do a little prep session before we start recording. We like to kind of ponder a little bit. And what I, you know, sometimes what I like to say is, you know, for different disciplines, medical disciplines, you know, from a patient perspective, you should really try and make it so you're not coming to see us. But Dr. Dunn, what struck me with you is you're like, no, every appointment I love, it's the one that I want to have. And I know Ms. Osteen, you share the same opinion, but it really struck me that you're like, yeah, let's talk about it at least and figure out what the right direction is. So right. That's really powerful.
It is. If you take any kind of medicine, even if it's Tylenol or ibuprofen, we're going to have something to talk about.
Yeah.
There's never a wasted appointment. We are going to talk about your medicines, but it usually leads into other things, which include how to be healthy, which is nutrition. Are we exercising or training those muscles to do the things they're supposed to do? All those things. We just have a very well-rounded conversation and can circle back around to the medications and making sure we're on the right thing for the right reasons.
Yeah, that's helpful. What also struck me was interesting and reassuring, not only from a commander perspective, but from a patient. Sometimes patients assume things are happening like good communication, but what's really excellent is to see the relationship that the two of you have already about collaborating to make sure that the patient is getting exactly what they need. So that was really powerful. I wanted to mention that because I thought it was very, it's just a wonderful thing to know that, you know, we're working holistically for the patient's good. Dr. Dunn, the other thing I wanted to mention, kind of putting on your household hat, if you don't mind, is, you know, I know you're a mom and a spouse, and I thought you had some interesting tips and kind of how you go about planning your week as well. So if you could share that with our listeners.
Sure, I do. Kind of like what Ms. Osteen said, if once a week we sit down,
yeah,
my kids and my husband know that Thursday nights, that's okay. the night. We plan our meals. I put in a grocery order. Just it is convenient to go ahead and do that. That way I have all my ingredients. I have everything I need for the next week. And they know that if they don't have it on my list by Thursday night, it is not going to happen. They can keep their special request till the following week. But it's kind of a running joke, but they know that Mom's going to make the menu on Thursday nights and make the grocery list from there. But it helps so much because the following week, I don't have to worry about it. The only thing I have to worry about the whole following week is if it's something that's in the freezer that I need to thaw out before I get home for work. That's all I have to think about. Everything else is planned. I have a 15-year-old that can get it started if I'm going to be running late. I have a 12-year-old that has Down syndrome. She loves to help in the kitchen. She keeps us busy, but she loves it. She loves to cook. And so I think her seeing us sit down and plan and we have healthy meals, it goes a long way. And when they get home from school, they have access to anything in the pantry, which includes old candy because it's from a previous holiday, and they really don't want it. They don't go to the pantry for their snacks. They go to the refrigerator. Every Sunday, I chop up veggies and carrots, and usually it's peppers and carrots, and then we make some homemade ranch, and they love it. That's what they go to. They just want that healthy snack after school.
Oh, that's so great. And I love the planning and the you know, once you build that habit in them, that's fantastic. I've got to ask the nutritionist in the room, what's your snacks look like for you and your family?
Well, most of ours are fruits and vegetables. We do trail mixes. We do yogurt. I do use some granola. Mm. There are granola bars. There are some cereal bars. So there's nothing that you can't include in. And that's one thing that I try to stress with patients who come in. Is that there are no unhealthy, or let me back up, there are no bad foods. There are some foods that are not as nutritionally sound, but anything can work in with a healthy diet overall. It depends on how often you're eating it, how large the serving size is when you're doing it as well. But anything can fit in, even some junk food.
Yeah, yes. I'll remember that as I'm eating a bowl of ice cream or something like that.
In moderation, all things in moderation is still okay.
That's great.
I've heard to focus on different colors.
Yes, that is a great thing, getting lots of red and blue and the darker green items, orange, yes, all of those.
Fantastic.
Eat the rainbow.
Eat the rainbow.
In thinking about our podcast today, I kept going back to hydration with water, and we had talked a little bit about that when we were brainstorming for this. You know, drink your coffee in the morning, but then drink your water the rest of the day, something that's low in sugar, something that's lower in caffeine. Sleep is important, so if you drink caffeine too late in the day, you impact your sleep. That's your energy for the next day to be able to get up and go and be healthy. So it all ties together. It all loops back around. Making sure that you hydrate with water, it actually impacts the way that your body filters and metabolizes certain medications and how healthy your kidneys are with those. So definitely those. But come by and see me if you have any questions about any of your medications, any of your supplements. If you want to do a quick interaction check, we can certainly do that. I'll be happy to help.
That's great. Oh, wonderful. Well, I want to thank you both again for taking some time out of your very busy days to help and do another guest appearance on our awesome podcast. So I really appreciate you being here. I love that little idea of, you know, let's taste all kinds of different colors, you know, and I'm sure, I don't know, it's probably tough for me to admit this, but, you know, I was like, man, do I know a food for every color? I'm like, yeah, I think I got all of them. But in all honesty, I do appreciate it. And you know, this new idea of nutrition, you know, really continues on with everything else that's going on in terms of our health. And I know there's a lot of easy ways to grab an easy bite and everything. But, you know, why don't you just challenge yourself with just taking one step this next month to really promote yourself, promote your health within yourself, and really take care of your body, right? And by an extension, it helps your family as well. So we just want to encourage everybody, you know, it's now's a good time to start planning. If you don't plan your meals, if you're not planning your meals, my gut is you probably fall into the same trap that I do, that many of us do, is that you're finding the easy, easy meal. And that's probably not the most health valuable or nutritionally valuable thing that you can put into your body. So we want to encourage you to do that. And you know, it's just really important for not just yourself, but as your family. And you're going to blink your eyes. If you're a young soldier today, you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to be one that's pouring into many soldiers as well as the families. And the question is, what are they seeing in you consume on a day-to-day basis, not to mention weekends and even on your cheat days. You know, sometimes you can, in moderation, Ms. Osteen, in moderation, have, you know, a sneak day or a cheat day or a cheat meal here and there, making sure that you're eating something that, you know, is in moderation, but really the balance of the rest of your week is planned out in full. Hey, we want to thank you for listening in. Again, if you haven't already subscribed to us on the many ways that you can, you already listen to your podcast, we encourage you to do so. Hey, this is Lieutenant Colonel Holt signing off, reminding you that your healthiest chapter is ahead and that the only way is forward.
The Lister Health Talks podcast is produced by the Lister Army Health Clinic Public Affairs Office at Fort Novosel. Stay healthy, Fort Novosel.